This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A group of volunteers is working to beautify Macomb a little bit at a time. The group is called Build a Better Block Macomb. It's based on a program founded in Dallas, Texas. The idea is to bring local residents together to work on local projects rather than relying on the city or trying to win a grant. Linda Lee Blaine and John Bannon are two of the Macomb group's volunteers. One of their projects is called Caps to Benches.
We've been collecting bottle caps, like it could be soda caps, it could be detergent taps, any kind of plastic cap. We've been collecting for about 6 months, I think, and we've gotten several hundred pounds worth, and it takes about 200 pounds to create a bench. So we're taking them to Green Tree Plastics in Indiana, and they are going to convert them into benches for us. And then we have the Royals School here in Macomb, and they're going to help us sort and clean the back caps before we take them out, and then they're going to help us figure out where in the community we're going to have those placed. So hopefully they'll be highly visible places where people can sit and enjoy chit-chatting and being part of their community.
I think it's a really nice organic collaboration between a lot of individuals and a lot of groups. Like Linda Lee said, Royals Alternative School is going to help us sort the caps. Prairie Hills is our fiscal sponsor. Lots of the local businesses donated to our silent auction. So many community members have donated caps. You know, people who I've never spoken to personally will bring in a garbage bag full of caps. And so I think it's a really collaborative effort across lots of different groups. And I think that's, like we were saying, building that sense of community is kind of what we're going for. So it all dovetails together, I think, in this project.
We did very little promotion, and it just took off like wildfire because people really, it struck a nerve, I think, of people being frustrated that they couldn't recycle their caps and wanting to do something to keep those out of the landfill. So I think that we kind of tapped into a nerve there.
Build a Better Block Macomb hoped its silent auction would raise enough money to build two benches. Instead, they raised enough to build three. The group hopes to install the benches in the spring. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.